single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Thursday, May 24th edition of Living Life. Some of you guys may know, if you guys saw me in the prior episodes of Living Life, I shared how much I love fishing. Now, I have my own little boat, and I do go out to the open ocean all the time to go fishing, and that's one of my favorite things to do. As a matter of fact, I took some of the Living Life staff here fishing, and it's been great. We've been having a great time of fellowship there. But my excitement starts even before I go out into the open ocean. My excitement starts as soon as I am in the car, trailering my boat into the bay. Soon as I'm at the bay, I'm already excited, and I'm looking forward to the time that I'm about to spend. Some of you guys who are golfers, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Even before you go on the golf course and you tee up, even when you enter into the place where you golf, you're already excited. You're so happy to be there. You know, God speaks about a similar experience when it has to do with us meeting the Lord as we are just about to enter into the temple or God's house or modern day church. Let's take a look at what the psalmist is saying about that, the joy of entering into the temple courts.
Psalm chapter 84, verses 1 through 12. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Selah. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is a man who trusts in you.
So today's text comes from Psalm 84, 1 through 12. And it shows this joy that the psalmist has when he's in the presence of God. Oh, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, when you are praying and when you are worshiping and you are in the presence of the Lord, definitely there is nothing that compares to that when you are with God, especially in intimacy, whether that is, you know, in the arena of quietly listening to his voice as you read the word, or it's in the arena of worshiping, whether corporately or individually, whatever it takes for us to get close to the Lord. This should be a simple practice that is constantly ongoing in our lives, because without that, really, what's the point in being a Christian? Point in being a Christian is to really enjoy the presence and the relationship that we have with God through these avenues. So he is saying something that is really interesting, though, that not only is being close to God something that is very important, but where these things happen. You know, for you, where does your intimacy with Christ happen? Some of you guys, it might be in your car. You know, for me, that's like the only sanctuary sometimes that I have, being by myself. You know, everywhere else, there's just so many things that I got to do and people that I got to meet. But, you know, this psalmist is highlighting how he's really enjoying the presence of God in the sanctuary. He says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." He's saying that even as I enter in to the temple of God in the outside courts, in the outer courts, as he enters in, just like as we enter into the church, and you may have the parking lot, you may have a yard, you may have a little garden, or however your church looks like. As he's even entering in, he's entering in with the anticipation of meeting God, and already joy and just this peace is just overflowing in his heart because he's in the house of God. How amazing is that? When's the last time you went to church and you're just so excited to be in the presence of the Lord? Now, that's just something that I want to kind of ask you. As you enter into the church, what are you feeling? For some of you guys, it might not be good feelings. I don't know. But why is this psalmist so excited to be in the courts? I believe it's because he has put in many hours there, and he has experienced many experiences of connection with God. I really believe so. I believe that he had many times of just deep worship where he was just so restored and refreshed. I'm sure that there were many times of praying where he communicated with God, where the Lord gave him amazing insights and wisdom. I'm sure that many things have been going on and he just can't get enough. He wants to go and he wants to run into the temple courts and be with the living God. You know, I really want to challenge you guys to do this. You know, oftentimes we go to church and it is a place of fellowship, great. And we do our Sunday worship and that's great too. And oftentimes after we take care of our spiritual business, quote unquote, we just leave. But it appears that the psalmist here actually went to church understanding that this is God's house. This is where his presence is thick. And so instead of just thinking about it very simply and going through the religious rituals, he spent long hours there intentionally. My challenge for you, brothers and sisters, when you go to church, is we're not just going there to fulfill our spiritual obligations, but to really sit there in the presence of the Lord, sometimes by yourself, sometimes corporately. You know, maybe even walk the courts, walk the church. I do that often. You know, when it's hard for me to pray, I don't just pray inside the sanctuary. I actually walk around the premise of the church. As a matter of fact, that is where the Lord gave me the vision for my church when I was praying, walking around the parking lot. The Lord wants to interact with you, and he wants us to seek him with all of our hearts. And when we do and we experience him, church, the courtyard, the temple, the sanctuary, it's going to be a totally different space. It's going to be a space of deep interaction and deep connection with Jesus. So, in closing, I want to give you one application. And the application is for you to spend more time with the Lord in his house, at church. Make some dates with the Lord at church, you and him. You know, if you can say, "Oh, I'm just going to go to church to pray today." You know, one of the things that where I get really encouraged is, you know, midday or, you know, sometime like a random hour, like 11 a.m., I'm walking around church and I see a Kwansanim pray, or I see somebody in the sanctuary crying out to God or worshiping all by themselves. Man, I'm so blessed by that. You know, in the same way, I really do encourage you to come out to church more often and sit at the presence of the Lord. And just like the psalmist did, just really enjoy just being with him. So with that, I would like to pray for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much. We thank you for the reminder once again that you are here, that you are in our midst, and for sure you dwell in your house, especially towards those who come to your house to connect with you through prayer and worship. We pray, Lord, that you would raise up a generation of people who are willing to spend lots and lots of time with you, singing, worshiping, being refreshed by you. And we pray, Lord God, that that would take place in the lives of the believers who are listening to this message today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer.